This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 402 for Tuesday, August 3rd, 2021. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Good morning.
Oh, God.
What kind of shoes?
All kinds.
Do frogs wear? Open-toed. The sailor, Go USA.
Go USA.
Go you can USA, have the big one. Go USA. So this is the new limited from Sailor, and it is red with we got white ends and then a blue section. Actually, I love the color of the blue.
Yeah,
it's
the
blue got a little sparkle in the section.
Hey, we should do a pen that color.
only available in a Pro Gear. Pro Gear Slim or the full-size Pro Gear.
So the red barrel and cap are not sparkly.
Right.
But the blue is, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like the gold trim. I prefer gold trim.
Okay.
Which makes me happy. So just really, really very patriotic, very interesting, very different. And I like that the U.S. is getting some more exciting color combinations. The white is kind of a creamy white.
Yep.
It's not like a in-your-face white, which I like, so that it doesn't pop too much off the pen. Just a really good mix of colors.
Yeah, so 14 karat on the slim, of course, 21 karat on the large, and while supplies last, available and extra fine through Zoom, and all seven nib choices.
The Penlux Masterpiece Grande, really, really pretty light blue, dark blue swirls.
It's a cool pattern. It's really,
it's really
nice.
It's really a great color combination.
What I like about it is the swirls aren't super large.
No.
You know, you get some of these pens that by, you know, they're mixing modern acrylics, and they're big, giant swirls. These are very fine,
yes,
thinly, thin swirls in it.
Yeah, really, really, really nicely done.
Yeah, it's a great pen. It looks fantastic. Of course, it's an oversized King of Pen 149 size. It's got a roller clip. It is a piston filler. And it comes with a steel Yovo nib.
Great.
Extra fine, medium, broad, and a 1.1 stub on this. So, and it's under $200, which is super awesome. But nice, nice piston filler. It's really nice and smooth.
Pretty color.
Nice looking pen.
And it's a good fit for the rest of the pens in the Penlux lineup.
Yeah, so there's quite a few nice ones in that lineup, and this one I think is, that's nice. I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
I think you need a tester. Visconti Homo Sapiens Dark Crystal. Look at this.
Because you have...
I have the Crystal Dream, which is the Homo Sapiens, but with the bronze trim.
And a clear window.
Clear ink window, which, it is nice. But this, look at this. So this is based off of, like, the Homo Sapiens Dark Age.
We do not have a trade-in program.
We don't have a trade-in program for owners, maybe?
No.
But look at this smoke gray section. This is really, really
very
hot.
Very cool and stealthy.
Dark nib on it. And then, of course, you've got the smoky ink window up here, which is almost... You almost don't know it's there.
Really, really great craftsmanship. Really a nice update.
Sorry. two-stage reservoir power filler. So you get your back reservoir and then your front reservoir. Do it that way. But I like this. It's really, really a sharp-looking pen.
And it will go to a good home.
Solid gold nib, and it's black plated there. So
Esterbrook Aqua. So why are we talking about the Aqua?
They because apparently the factory. Well, these sold out.
Right.
Like within like 3 or 4 hours.
Okay, but the newest one, just to refresh, is the Sea Glass.
The Sea Glass, yes.
And so now we're talking about the Aqua, which was before the Sea
Yes.
Glass.
Yeah, so this was
this is pretty.
What they call a seasonal. We sold out.
Like a seasonal beer?
Yes. I don't know. They sold out, and then we couldn't get any more, and then we're told that was it. So I was shocked last week when I got the email that said they found enough to make about a box. They had enough material to make about 30 pens.
Awesome.
And like,
I don't want to know how many of those
10 ballpoints.
Don't ask. Don't tell.
So they're only available in the oversize.
Okay.
With gold trim.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay.
No regular size, no palladium.
Or the ballpoint.
And the ballpoint in gold trim. Which we didn't have before, but
I really like these ballpoints.
Since we got the ballpoints, I like the size. I like the, it's not too big. It's slender. It's got a, it's just
it's,
nice.
It's not that slender.
Yeah, it's not that slender, but it's also not
it's
super
not
chunky.
It's not super chunky, but.
You know, it's not like an All-American or something
no,
like that.
No, but this is a. This is a nice size. I do like these. I may have to go shopping.
And the length too. I think it's just really a. Yeah. I think it's a good
that's
good
a nice size,
size in my hand. But these came in, and they are, well, I can clearly limited at this point. There will be no more available in all your nib choices, including Journaler and Scribe. Right now, we do have a decent selection of those, so.
But remember, the Journaler and Scribe, there is far more demand than supply. So we could sell out today, yep. And then there will be a wait until we get restocked.
Yeah. So you know, we'd certainly keep the pen for you, but right now, as of recording, we have good supply, so they would ship right away. But yeah, that's a nice, mm-hmm. nice looking pen, and it's got the cushion cap on it. Fits nice in the pocket. That clip is nice and springy. I like that.
Great.
So, SD Aqua.
Awesome.
One last chance, I guess, on those.
So we're talking about the Namiki Emperor again.
Again.
And the reason is that we haven't had them forever. And then they got a shipment in at the distributor. And so we got one, we sold it. 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 And then this is the first time we've had a medium nib in how long?
Ever.
Oh.
Well, I ordered this like 4 or 5 months ago.
Okay.
And it finally showed up. The medium finds and the broads we've had, and they've all sold out within, most of them within 4 hours.
Okay.
5 hours. But we have a...
Well,
we
now
do
you're
have
gonna
a,
jinx us.
We do have a medium nib in stock. So they come in fine medium is the finest, a medium, and then a broad.
Well,
Retro.
I get to do this now. All right, so Retro 51 has long had their classic lacquer series, which is lacquer in gorgeous, bright, fun colors with chrome trim. And now they have come out with the Brass Classic, which now has the gold-colored brass trim. Now, we saw something similar to this in Japan. We saw them with gold trim that they made for the Japanese market. But, you know, if you want a gold-looking trim as opposed to a silver, now you can get it.
Some of these are this. I love this one. What is this one? Kiwi?
Kiwi.
Kiwi. I love this color. It looks great with this brass
trim. I like
the
orange with the brass. Yep.
Yeah, you know, it's just a warmer color. Mm-hmm. I noticed, too, that the top disc... it says Retro 51.
Oh.
It's not like the original classic lacquer have a colored disc
Correct.
On the top to match the pen.
So but, slightly different, which is nice.
Well, that's nice. That kiwi
like
is nice. What else do we have here? You know, oh, look at this.
Peacock.
Peacock. That's kind of
the purple
in your face.
The green I like. So again,
this
it's
one's nice.
Oh, that really pops the pink. So it's all the classic lacquer colors. Only now with the brass trim. And then they added the classic lacquer white. This has the chrome trim, but it glows in the dark.
Ooh.
So that's kind of cool.
That'd be handy.
And then the Chaplin, which is a matte finish white body with black trim.
Yeah, it's kind of it's different, a really different texture on there.
It's, yeah, it's just a,
not even,
like a
not
brushed,
a texture, but
like
it's a...
I'd almost call it a brushed satin, but
a brushed
like a matte body with the glossy black trim.
Back by popular demand, the coming soon section. So we've got a couple things.
Okay.
Monteverdi, Ritma.
Those are funky.
So we haven't had Monteverdi products in a little while. We used to carry the Prima and a couple other pens, Intima and some of those other ones. This pen, I like.
Okay.
I like it because, number one, magnets. It's pretty cool because it's a nice snap to it too. On the back end, when it posts, and when you cap it, it's really nice.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a cool pen. And now they're all using Yovo nibs.
Yes. So that's a definite improvement.
And what is the price on those things? They're like less than $40.
I believe so.
Unbelievable. So I'm excited for those to come in.
Okay.
Get a Yovo nibbed pen for under $40. That's fantastic. And there is a really cute special edition
with a lanyard
in an olive green, and yes. It's got dark trim. It's really super cool looking. So Ritmas are coming in.
Great.
We're excited for that. I'm excited for Hobonichi this year.
I finally got all the product up on the site.
What is it? 83.
I think so.
83 new products this year.
You can't see them yet because we're not allowed to release them. We're waiting for images to be available to us so we can get everything ready. There are some really cool patterns. I am excited. There are also some cool new accessories that we're carrying this year. So that's pretty cool.
Yep.
And the most important thing.
What's the most important thing?
Yes. This is Tomoe River paper. I promise you. Yep. Yes. So.
Yeah. We're.
I have no idea what's going on with Tomoe River, but Hobonichi assures us that the 2022 Hobonichi planners will be using the Tomoe River.
It's actually in the catalog. It's under the description for every single SKU. It's paper Tomoe River.
Yes.
So. I think we just take it one year at a time. So this year it's Tomoe. Next year, let's worry about that next year. Sign up for Back in Stocks on that now. We do have kind of a placeholder product on the Hobonichi page, a category page under stationery. And sign up, and we will let you know when we can launch
make
the catalog.
This available.
We have some new paper products that are coming. I think we should talk about
this
that.
Week.
They should be here this week. Funny.
These are adorable.
Funny stuff.
We've seen these out and about in like all over the country and finally pulled the trigger. We will be carrying a number of products from a company called Knock Knock.
Who's there?
And these are, let's call them irreverent.
They're a little bold.
They're a little racy, some of them. Things that you would say to yourself, to-do tasks, you know, to-do lists that are like stuff I got to get done. But they're cute. They're cute. Really adorable memo pads, some really cute sticky notes. One is a like to-do and to-buy.
And you had some of these in Chicago.
I had some that I bought and loved them. Especially the one that's perforated in the middle.
Yeah, they're different color on each side.
Yes.
And then it's perforated. And what was it? For now and for later? Or
something like that. To do, to buy.
Work and home.
Call and home. Yeah, something like that. So we're getting some of those. But a lot of these are, one is a babysitter list, which is really cool. It's called Don't Kill the Kids. And swear to God. So just really cute.
Always sound advice.
Just cute notepads, and I have used them, and they are decent paper.
Yeah, should we be using a 1.1 stub on them?
I'll find it again and drag it out and play with it.
It's not Tomoe River paper.
No. It's just regular, kind of a thick paper, but decent paper.
Yeah. So those are coming, and that's going to be fun.
But we didn't buy it for the paper.
No, we
bought
buy it for the paper.
For the
yeah.
designs, and some of these are just really cute.
Next up, coming today. Finally.
So this comes, and you're going to get one right after my birthday.
we celebrate differently in this household. the Sailor, so. Sailor 110th anniversary, Shirogane and Kurogane are finally coming today.
Okay.
Now.
What does that mean?
Well, first off.
So does this mean that tomorrow you're just going to stay in your office and like clutch this thing?
No, I'll be writing with it.
Giggle-maniacally.
You're writing in my Hobonichi. Yeah. So the Shirogane is sterling silver.
Okay.
The Kurogane is a black steel. Looks really, really pretty cool. And these pens for the anniversary, we're finally getting them, but we're getting about 75%, 80% of what we actually ordered. We're still getting a fairly healthy supply, but if you were interested, I would suggest signing up for the back in stock. And if it's something you want, I would suggest getting it because we're only getting a few nibs of each. It comes in fine, medium, fine, broad, and what did I get? Fine, medium, and broad.
Okay.
So four nibs. And they're coming today. I'm so excited. And then we will get a small restock
in October.
In October, I think. Yeah. So in a couple of months.
But if you're considering it, while they are usually pretty good about back orders, who knows?
On this one, I'm not taking a chance. In fact, right. When they said that, I sent an email because we've got a couple of folks that want a particular Shiroganes, and I said, please, because
send mine if nothing else.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be happy to wait, but I don't want to wait. And what happens if something happens and they say,
That's it.
So we're getting a bunch in today, and then tomorrow I will be doing a video, and hopefully we'll have it up tomorrow so you can see the two pens. And the packaging and the box and everything.
Okay.
So that's good. Some of you know that we do some consignment sales and we do kind of specialize in Makie and some Japanese, unusual Japanese pens. We do have a lightly used Namiki Rock Garden, Yukari Rock Garden is coming in at a very attractive price. So if that is of interest, shoot us an email and I will get that up on the website very soon.
I have four $100 gift cards. We have gotten so many really cute, funny responses to our 400th podcast giveaway.
Well, the gang loves mail now. Mail comes in, they're opening them up. I'm like, okay. I haven't read them all yet because we were gone. But yeah, they're cute.
We were at the store. I was at the store on Saturday. And so after we got all the shipping done, I went through and read them all. Some of you people are very funny. We got a poem. We got some really cute comments, some really cute entries. And don't forget to use the magic word.
Check the 400th podcast for full details. We have not had anybody disqualified yet, so.
I know, that's pretty impressive.
Which is pretty
good. We did have one hand delivered like the very next day after the podcast, so hi, Bob. And some of them are just really, really cute. So thank you for your creativity. Yeah. We do read every single one. And
winner will be picked at random. It has nothing to do with how well you write, so don't worry about that. We'll just go through. If you qualify, it goes in one pile. If you don't qualify, it goes in the other pile.
Every single one has been handwritten.
Yep.
So all good. You know, I have to say, I think we had a better time in Chicago than we did on our actual vacation in New Orleans, which is pretty sad. But we went down to Chicago to bring a load of product to the store to start to set up the shelves. Bringing a U-Haul truck down into the loop is really not easy. So
it's not my favorite thing to do.
No. So we will be making several trips to slowly stock the shelves in Chicago. So we brought down a car full and started to put some ink. We brought some Punilabo pen cases. Mm-hmm. Those are adorable, right in the front window. Gave everything a good clean and just kind of wandered around the hotel to see how things are progressing. And then had the internet turned on, so now we could open.
Yep.
And we got super lucky. The phone number stayed the same. They had told me that since we'd had it disconnected so long ago, we couldn't. But somehow we managed to keep the same phone number, which is fantastic. Yep. Makes so much, it makes it so much easier. We also went to the Art Institute.
Yay.
Renewed my membership, so I can go now when I'm down there. And
yeah, they had a couple new pieces hanging up.
Mm-hmm.
A half Rembrandt, as it were.
Yep. From the School of
Rembrandt. No, it was a good time. A couple of restaurants we went to.
We went to Miller's Pub, one of our favorites. My Cobb salad is no longer on the menu, which is a little sad. But
you had Cobb salad like everywhere else, though.
Yeah.
I think that made up for it. We found a new little place. What was it called? Red Rock Brewing Company?
Rock Bottom.
Right across from the hotel was real a decent place.
Yep.
Grand Lux, of course, mm-hmm. one of our favorites. But
the creme brulee is gone.
What are you going to do? We had a good time.
We did.
We've got we're starting. If you happen to walk through the Palmer House, you'll start to see some. We've got some ink studio and we've got some Sailor ink in there. We found. We accidentally left, about a dozen pens, actually, in the display. We totally forgot, and we've only been down there how many times since you closed?
I don't know if they were covered by a sign or if they just happened to be on the back side of a four-sided spinning fixture. And when we left, I thought that we had taken everything, but I went to just check all four sides and make sure there were no signs or anything. And there's like a dozen pens.
A dozen
ballpoints. Crazy. So those are in the case now.
They're in the case. That was something else. And here I thought we were almost out of those particular pens because they're all discontinued.
Yeah,
and we're doing so well in Appleton selling through them.
Found more,
yep.
So it was good. It was a good opportunity to go through and make sure, because when we left last March, we brought most things back. And then in May, we brought more things back. And then in June, we emptied the store and got out of the apartment. And everything has been here in Appleton since. So it was a good opportunity to make sure we knew what cases we had, what fixtures we had, what do we need to buy. We clearly needed more prongs for the slat wall.
So, I mean, when we left, you know, Sailor only had black, blue, black, red for ink cartridges.
And now
there's all the Shikioris. Yeah. And, you know, they only had two converters.
And the compass colors. And, yeah.
Yeah, now you've got all these other cards. So. Well, we're going to mix that up. We've got a couple of that set up on the slat wall.
Yeah.
But
so if you go by, it doesn't look quite as abandoned, but it certainly doesn't look full. So pardon our slow restocking, but car loads every couple weeks are the way that we're going to do it for now.
So still looking at late
September,
soft open-ish.
Yep.
And then the first Monday in October, right after the Chicago Pen Show, will be a Kohl's of London, St. DuPont Visconti
awesome.
Event. And I believe John Lane will be there for that.
I
don't know if Michael will be or not, but Michael's always come.
I think he's abandoned
us. Abandoning us? Okay. So we get John, which is awesome. It's by no means a consolation prize.
No, not at all. No, it'll be fun. It'll be fun to get back into that. And then, of course, you know, starting in October, you're gearing up for the holidays. So
yep.
One of my favorite things about the Palmer House is how they decorate for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, it's nice. It's really nice. And they almost always put a Christmas tree right outside our front door, yes. Which is really nice.
So I don't have to decorate.
You don't have to decorate. I think that's it. Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow our blog for news and upcoming events and promos and all that.
You can check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. And our website for Chicago to keep you updated, chicago.andersonpens.com.
Yes.
Like this video and subscribe to our channel. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.